Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Sheep Get Sheared podcast. I'm your host, Austin Creed. My friends, today we're going to talk about how women exploit men. Now, if you haven't watched the last couple of videos that I've been doing, I recommend you go listen to them, because the last couple episodes have been a little bit of a change of pace on this channel. We've been talking about personal experience, some receipts in the field, if you would, and my friends, I want to continue on that topic today, because make no mistake, it's one thing to sit back and just talk about things in the abstract. I do it. Everybody does it. There's a time and a place for it, but there's also a time and place to talk about what's actually going on in the real world in hands-on experience in a hands-on way. And so today I want to return to what I've been learning in my experiment with going out with this one girl named Rachel. And as I've been chronicling this journey, one thing that I actually had pointed out to me by a friend of mine, I won't mention his name, but he's been talking to me about how if you keep track of things over time, you learn how women are subtly exploiting you as a man. And when you're in the midst of it, sometimes it's hard for you to fully see it. It's hard for you to see it in real time sometimes, but when you run it back or when someone points it out to you, you're like, oh, now I see everything. Now this, that, and the other thing makes sense. And so today that's what I want to discuss are the ways in which women will exploit men. Now, women are not just like honeybees where every bee is very much like the same. Women have similar biological instincts as other women, but in the way in which they manipulate certain men will be different. It will be different depending on the target, different depending on the environment, and different depending on her upbringing. So I want to put that out there immediately, that if you do not see everything that we're about to discuss with a woman you're dealing with, a wife, a girlfriend, a situationship, whatever it is, don't think you're in the clear. This is meant to give you a overall guide on how to spot exploitation when it's happening, and understand that women are not evil for doing it. I want to dispel that myth. Women are not evil. Now, there are individuals who can be evil, but women in general are not evil, just as men in general are not good or bad. It's too easy to group people into something and say that this group is good or this group is bad. I don't do that. I think that's dumb. It oversimplifies the issue while not actually doing due process to the problem you are attempting to address. So, well, number one thing about exploitation from women that you need to understand is women are after your resources. I've spoken about Rachel in detail, but I'll go over who she is again. She's the girl that I've been talking to for the last, I think, almost month now, because I want to test my theories that I've wrote about in Biblical Bachelor. Great book, by the way, if you want to check it out. You want an alternative way to go MGTOW, or you want an alternative way to merge spirituality and the more red pill, I think it's an interesting thing to discuss. But nonetheless, I think it's important for us to just talk about right away, women are after the resources of men. This is an undisputed fact. Now, some women are very overt with it. They're much like, oh, if a guy doesn't make this much amount, I won't mess with him. Or he can only take me to the finest restaurants, stuff like that. Stuff you see on TikTok, Instagram, Facebook, you know, whatever. That stuff is pretty easy to see. But what's not so easy to see, and what I've seen happen in my own life in the last couple weeks, is when a woman's with you, what she'll do is she'll identify what your weakness is. And usually for most men, your weakness is you want access to her body. You want to have sexy time with her. You want to get in them guts and you want to feel up on her and all this stuff. Totally normal, by the way. Now, here's the problem, okay? You need to make sure, number one, you pull your emotions out of it. Because when you get emotional, that's where logic goes to die. And when you're not logical as a man, you are on the playground of women. Women are great with emotions. Now, don't mistake me for saying that all women are emotionally intelligent, because that is unbelievably false. But what they are good at is using your emotions against you to get what they want. Especially if you're a guy who has promise in your career or you're already a rich guy, they will latch on to you. And if anyone's ever told you as a man, oh, women don't baby trap men, why would they do such a thing? It does, you know, they give up their bodies and whatever. Don't believe that. One of the ways women will exploit you is, number one, using their body, because straight men are very easily exploited in that way. Number two, they'll use flattery. Stop me if this sounds familiar. You're going out with a girl, long time, short time, and she's like, oh, you have the best, you know, you have the best bedroom game I've ever had. Or, oh, you're just so handsome. Or, oh, I love being around you. You're so fun to be around. Or, I really like hanging out with you. You're really great. Or, oh, all my friends think that you're a great guy. Does that sound familiar? I mentioned the other day in my previous show about how Rachel, she slipped up. She accidentally told me a truth in amongst all the flattery and using her body to try to get access to me. She slipped up. And what I mean by that is she told me that I have, quote, boyfriend dick, unquote, which to me tells me exactly what she thinks I am, which is boyfriend material, which is not, I repeat, not a compliment. It means that they think you are not, in their minds, you are either A, both a provider and alpha, or usually just a provider. Now, I want to make one thing perfectly clear. I don't take on the beta role. I refuse to take on the protector-provider role unless somebody proves themselves to me. And 9 times out of 10, in fact, I'd say 10 out of 10 times, because it's never happened, I don't do that. Now, is it true that when a woman is around me, I pay for things? I'm not this one of these 50-50 guys. I don't do that crap. No. I don't do that because I don't even do that with my guy friends. If I go with my guy friends, like if I invite my guy friends out, I'm like, yeah, man, I got the bill. Don't worry about it. Like, that's the kind of guy I am with everybody. I don't just do that with chicks because I'm not a simp. I do that in general with everybody. Unless, of course, my buddy's like, no, I got it. I'll pay. But when it comes to chicks, I pay the bill. Why? Just because I want to avoid the garbage. I want to avoid the BS, the arguments, the, oh, you're not a real man. I want to avoid all that crap. That's so circus world shit. I don't want to deal with it. I refuse. I'd rather pay the bill and just say, forget about it. I'm not dealing with this crap. That's what I do. You know how to do it. That's what I do. And so a girl will latch on to you, especially if you're a guy, when she sees that you have money, when she sees that you're somebody who has a future and you're not just some bummy guy like a Pookie, she's going to, or a Ray Ray, she's going to latch on to you and try to use you as a Willy Wonka golden ticket. That's another form of manipulation, by the way. Outside of flattery and using her body, is trying to get to your emotions. Playing on, oh, you're the big dog. Oh, you're really handsome. Oh, you make me feel so protected and valued, whatever. You know, you know what I'm talking about. Making you try to feel a certain way to get you to do something she wants you to do. Sound familiar? Yeah, straight up. You're not alone if you are. But this is what we're talking about, this. Because this is what has actually happened to me in the last couple weeks. Because I thought it was going to happen. Make no mistake, I'm not naive. This is not a baby's first, you know, talking to a chick in a situationship. It was just interesting to see how brazen it became over time. At the beginning, it was very, very subtle and it was almost non-existent. But as I gave little bits of ground here and there on purpose, I quickly found if you give someone an inch, they'll take 2 inches. You give them 3, they'll take 4. You give them 10, they'll take 20. That's how that works. And I saw it playing out in real time. And funny enough, some of the closest people in my life right now, they're telling me, they're like, you're not acting like you normally act. Like, well, what's going on? And I had to kind of fill them in as to why I was doing it. And if you say what I'm doing is cruel and unusual, look, I don't know what to tell you. It is the way it is. I don't treat people like garbage, don't make no mistake. But I'm not going to sit here and not to record these findings from men who have been there and men who are currently in it right now. Look, let's make something clear. Younger guys, and by younger, I mean usually 25 and under, which is the category I am in, A lot of us as men, we don't figure out the true nature of women and what they want until we've already been baby trapped, till we've already been divorced, till we've already dealt with the deepest, darkest, and the most horrible thing, and they've got us. And then they say, oh, you're bitter in her, you found the wrong one. Like, they turn it back on us as if we are the bad guys and we made the wrong choice when all we were trying to do was the right thing. And the reason that we talk about this on this channel and in other channels, this is on the internet, talk about this, this being the nature of women, the dynamics between men and women and so on, is so that you as a man have a choice in how you decide to engage with women. You could sit there and be a simp if you want. And by a simp, I mean somebody who is simple. You do what society tells you. You sit back and you play the role that every Disney movie portrays, that all the Time Warner movies show. You be the romantic guy. You get her flowers. You do this. You do that. When she's done nothing for you. She hasn't cooked you dinner. She hasn't cleaned your room. She hasn't dropped that neck on you. She hasn't done any of those things. But yet you're doing all this stuff for her. The reason is because that's what you've been taught to do. And that makes you a simple or a simp of a man. Simp is an acronym that stands for someone who idolizes mediocre pussy. And if that is you, I recommend you stop immediately. Because when you do that, you idolize people who are not worth the idolization. They're not worth the admiration you afford them. You are putting them over yourself because you don't like or respect yourself. Or at least that's what they're thinking, which is why they then justify using you. It's like somebody leaving their wallet on the table and then say nothing when they see you take it. And take a couple bucks out of the wallet. So then after you take a couple bucks out, you'll take a 10, maybe a 20, maybe a 50 or a 100, and they don't do anything. And so you keep taking it. You take the credit card next. You see what I'm talking about? That's what it is with women. They do the same thing. Now, I'm not justifying it. I'm saying it doesn't matter whether I justify it or not. It's going to happen to you as a man. This is unavoidable. Ask a lesbian woman. If you think I'm just anti-woman as a man, you're mistaken. Go ask a lesbian. You know who said the most horrible things about women who I've ever met in my life? Were lesbian chicks. They're the ones who call women sluts, skeezers, C-words, everything that I can't say on YouTube. They're the ones who call women that. Not me. Not guys on this side of the internet. We don't call women that. Lesbians do it worse than we do. But you don't hear them talk about it, do you?
Mm-mm.
No. You got to hear me talk about them saying it. You see how that works? Gentlemen, women will exploit you as a man if you allow yourself to be exploitable. If you allow yourself to remain naive and you don't see what's happening. Romance is a power game. Everything's about power. In the same way, oh gosh, what was the guy's name? I forget his name. But there's a guy who said that everything is about sex, except for sex itself, which is about power. Someone could tell me in the comments who said that, because I'm blanking on it right now as I'm sitting here talking about it. I forget his name. But he was some guy kind of like Sigmund Freud, if I remember correctly. He wasn't Sigmund Freud himself, though. But that, my friends, is 100% true. And the problem is, a lot of us as men, we don't want to see ourselves as victims. So instead, we won't call it what it is, which is being used, being victimized, and exploited by women. But the problem is, guys, is the less we talk about it, the more likely it is for other men to not know what's happening and for them to be used. Which, hey, if you want to keep being used, go right ahead. It doesn't affect me. Go ahead and be used if you want. I won't do it, though. And I don't think you should either. You need to have people earn what they get in your life. In the same way that people have to earn your respect, people must earn their place in your life. You can't just give it away for nothing. When you give it away for nothing, people will treat it like nothing. Things that are free are either a trap or trash. So if your validation is free, if your positions in your life are free, then people will treat them like it's either a trap or like you're trash. Your standards are trash. And Does anybody want to be treated like trash? I don't think so. I certainly hope not. And this, my friend, is exactly why we're talking about women exploiting men today. Now, I don't want people to be like, oh, but men exploit women. You came to the wrong show. If you want to find that, go on TikTok. There are tons of skeezers talking about that right now, talking about how Pookie Ray Ray Chad and Giga Chad and Tyrone ran through them and left them in the streets. I'm not here to talk about that. You can find that on every social media platform ever. What you won't hear is what you just heard. You won't hear what you just heard on every social media outlet. You'll hear guys talk about how, oh, you know, these hoes ain't ish. These women are garbage. They're, you know, whatnot. But they won't talk about it in detail that you just heard. You won't hear how they're exploiting you, why they're doing it. They're doing it because they're trying to survive. They're doing it because think about it like this. If you could get somebody to work for you and provide for you, wouldn't you do it? Of course you would. But you can't usually as a man unless you're not straight. So what happens is men then feel like it's their duty to protect women. No, you protect your women, not women, period. Your women, your wives, your concubines, your mothers, your daughters, your sisters, your grandmothers. That's who you protect. Not some skeezer on the street. Not some random hoe. You protect people who are valuable to you. Not just some rando on the street. Why would you do that? Why would you put yourself in harm's way? Why would you protect some random woman from an attack when she would sleep with the attacker after you're lying bleeding out in the street? Why would you do that? Makes no sense, right? Oh, I'm sorry. Does that hurt your feelings to hear that? Well, that's the truth. How else do you explain that in human history, when invasions happened, the women didn't get massacred, the men did, and the men who were the marauders were the ones who were made babies with the women? Yeah, that's what history says happened. So guess what? Sorry, guys. That's the truth. My friends, this is why we're talking about exploitation. Not so you can be mad and angry and resent women, no. But so you can understand and adapt to the world you live in, not the fake fantasy world you've been fed every which way to Sunday since you've been a kid, from cartoons to mainstream programming, romance, reality TV, books, movies, manga, anime, you name it. All of them are saying the same thing to you. And it's not the correct response. It is not the reality in which you actually live. It is a reality in which makes them money off of your goofy choices. And it's time for us as men to wake up and stop allowing ourselves to be bulldozed and then cry about it. We need to stop crying and start creating a better world for ourselves. You can't save everybody. If you think you're going to send this to your friend and save his life, odds are he's going to call you, oh, you're one of those guys. Oh, you're a toxically masculine man. Or, oh, you're a bitter and hurt man. Like he's been trained to do, like a dog who's been trained to sit when you tell him to sit. The man is trained to stand down when he's told to stand down. Lay down when he's told to lay down. Don't resent him for that if that happens. Understand, he's a victim of a system that is treating him like an oil rig treats an oil well. Understand that that's how the world works. And the only way he's going to see it is if he accepts he's been lied to, he's been deceived and exploited, and it's time for him to turn his life around and live his life for himself and the people he cares about in his life, instead of for everybody around him who's done nothing for him but exploit him and lie. My friends, I think I'll leave it there for the day, because this is a conversation we could easily have for hours, but it's time for me to continue going into my life as I just got home from the gym. I got to help my uncle with his garage sale and all kinds of stuff, so I got to head out. But understand that this is not a message for you to resent anybody, but to not resign yourself to the fate that that's been forced upon you. Take care of yourselves, my friends. Leave your thoughts, your comments below. And share this with somebody who you think needs to be willing to listen to it. Not somebody who's going to call you names, but somebody who needs to hear this, who wants to get back on their feet, who wants to change their life. Take care of yourselves, my friends, and I'll see you next time. Peace.